us. How to use this manual. Knowledge grows with time, work, and dedicated effort. It cannot come by any other means. Ed Parker, father of modern Kempo Karate. Just like the previous text, Zen and the Art of Jiu-Jitsu, this is a conceptual manual. Don't expect techniques. This is purely to help you understand and get better with the concepts of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu from white belt to blue belt. So, if you are a purple belt, you might think, huh, this is all obvious information. Yes, it may be obvious after 5 years plus of training, but if you are only 6 months or 6 weeks into this art form, then this information can accelerate your understanding so much that it could put you light years ahead of your teammates. One of the most frustrating areas of jiu-jitsu when I started was I didn't know how to put it all together. By the time I had decided to do this jiu-jitsu thing and joined in a regular class, the curriculum, the positions being instructed at that time, was on, say, side control, but I had only just learned what the closed guard was. By the time closed guard training came back around in the rotation, I had forgotten everything about the closed guard and had to start again. Also, high school wrestlers were giving me a beating, and I just could not figure out why. This book explains the why. You need to understand core concepts that your professor would love to explain to you, but probably doesn't have the time in a fundamental 60-minute class. He's demonstrating the core techniques, and you should stay present and in the zone when he is demonstrating these techniques, especially the details. I'll say that again, especially the details. Once you have the physical side of the core principles in place, you need to understand the reason why you are doing it that way. This not only makes the techniques easier to remember, but actually helps you attain the goal faster, even if it's not using the traditional method taught by your coach or professor. This manual is the brain side of jiu-jitsu. If you are looking for techniques and refreshers on moves in your curriculum, then this isn't for you. Please seek out the various excellent manuals, apps, DVDs, and YouTube videos that can help. Towards the end of the book is a section that covers some miscellaneous elements that could still affect the way you train. I've called this area Tactical Considerations. If they do crop up, you'll know why I named it that. The first section is Core Principles. These are concepts that I use to this day and make explaining how important these elements are very easy. If you get nothing else from this program, then please read and reread the core principles. You won't regret it. Just note that sometimes you may also disagree with my interpretation of a principle. This is natural if that happens. Once you get to blue belt, please come back and read them again. This time, I bet you agree with me, at least on some level. The next section covers technique concepts. Like I mentioned earlier, this is not a technique demonstration manual. There are very few images in this volume, but the understanding of why you are doing what you are doing in side control, closed guard, attacking, defending, is as important as the moves themselves. Once these concepts are understood and absorbed, your game will take on a new dimension. Do not skate over the technique principles contained within. It's taken me years to understand and distill them so you can easily understand what this whole ball of wax is all about. Another question I get is, why concepts? Why not show techniques? Because concepts will take you further than any single technique. They are like principles. They will last you your entire BJJ career. Finally, the last section has some ideas on where to start if you are struggling, trying to get ahead of, or in line with, your academy's curriculum. This is a plan that should give you a firm foundation in the principal technique.